Mama, listen to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं बाबा खड़े हैं पास मेरे दिल से दुआएं मांगूं बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे
मन की आंखों से हर पल ही तुझको
रूपी शत्रु को जो कहे ना बचे इन पर है मेरे लाडले बच्चे जीत पहनो तो इस पर जीत पहनने के लिए दो है बड़े देखो दोनों की मालूम है तुम बच्चों को कामा कामेशु क्रोधेशु देखो कहते हैं ना क्रोधेशु काम की चेष्टा अभी की बात है ना देखो अभी की बात बता दे देखो कामेशु क्रोधेशु काम विखुन्ना मिलेंगी मारेंगी अबलाओं को ठोंसा मारेंगे एकदम यानी किस बिगड़ सृष्टि कैसे अरे भाई वो वाइस ले
24 अक्टूबर 2014 मॉर्निंग मुरली ओम शांति बाप दादा मधुबन स्वीट चिल्ड्रन द फादर हैज कम टू मेक यू ब्यूटीफुल लाइक फ्लावर्स You children who are flowers can never cause anyone sorrow. Always continue to give happiness. In which one thing do you children have to remain very cautious? Be very cautious in your interactions with regard to your thoughts, words, and deeds. Your intellects have to forget all your fear of people's opinions and what they would say and the codes of conduct of the vicious world. Check yourself how many divine virtues have I imbibed? Have I become as civilized as Lakshmi and Narayan? To what extent have I become beautiful like a flower? Essence for Dharana first. Do not ignore what the Father tells you. Become virtuous and give everyone happiness. Make effort and remove everyone's sorrow. Second. Do not be influenced by vices and thereby perform sinful actions. Become tolerant. Do not have any criminal desires. Blessings. May you celebrate in an alaukik way by being manmana bhav and become equal to the Father. To celebrate a memorial at the confluence stage means to become equal to the Father. This is the festivity of the confluence stage. Celebrate a lot, but celebrate while celebrating a meeting with the Father, not just in the form of entertainment, but celebrate and enjoy it while being manmanabha, spiritual entertainment in an alaukik way becomes imperishable. The method of the confluence sage Deep Mala is to finish the old accounts and to let every thought and every moment be new. That is, let it be alaukik, all thoughts and scars and nature, activity and behavior are debt from Ravan. Finish them with one determined thought, slogan. Instead of looking at situations, look at yourself and the Father. Instead of looking at situations, look at yourself and the Father. Om Shanti. Shiv Baba knows that you, His children, are souls. You children have to consider yourselves to be souls. You have to forget your bodies and remember Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba says, I teach you children. Shiv Baba is incorporeal and you souls are also incorporeal. You become here to play your parts. The Father also comes to play His part. You know that according to the drama plan, the Father comes and makes you beautiful. Therefore, you have to renounce all defects and become virtuous. Those who are virtuous never cause anyone sorrow. They never ignore what they have heard. They remove the sorrow of anyone who is experiencing sorrow. When the Father comes, the sorrow of the whole world is definitely removed. The Father gives you Srimad. Make as much effort as possible and continue to remove everyone's sorrow. Only by making effort will you receive a good status. By not making effort, your status will be reduced. By not making effort, your status will be reduced. That will then become a loss for cycle after cycle. The Father explains everything to you children. The Father doesn't want you children to incur any loss. People of the world don't know about profit and loss, and therefore you children have to have mercy for yourselves. You have to continue to follow Srimad. Although your intellects wander here and there, try and check why you are not remembering such an unlimited Father. It is only through this remembrance that you receive a high status. You will at least go to heaven, but you have to claim a high status in heaven. Children, parents say our children should study. Children's parents say our children should study in school and claim a high status. Here no one knows anything. Your relatives don't know what study you are studying. In that study, all your friends and relatives knows everything. Here some knows and others don't know. Someone's father would know about this, but his brothers and sisters might not know. Someone's mother would know about this, but the father might not, because the study and the one who is teaching you this study are unique. You understand, number wise. The father explains that you have done a great deal of devotion, and that too is number wise. It is those who have done a lot of devotion who then take this knowledge. The systems and customs of devotion are now coming to an end. Previously, it used to be said of Meera that she renounced the opinions of society and the codes of conduct of the family. Here you have to renounce all the codes of conduct of the Vaisya's clan. You have to renounce everything from your intellect. You don't like anything of this Vaisya's world. Those who perform sinful actions are not liked at all. They spoil their own fortune. There wouldn't be any father who would like his children to disturb others or not study. You children know that there are no such children there. Their very name is Deity. It is such a pure name. You have to check yourself. Do I have divine virtues in me? You also have to be tolerant. It is a matter of the intellect's yoga. This battle is very sweet. There is no question of a battle in remembering the father. But yes, Maya does cause obstacles in this. You have to be very cautious about her. You have to gain victory over Maya. You know that whatever you have been doing every cycle, the very same accurate effort that you made every cycle is being made now. You know that we now become multi-millions time fortunate, and then in the golden age we will be very happy. The father explains in this way every cycle. This is not something new. This is something very old. The father wants the children to become absolutely beautiful. A physical father would also want his children to become beautiful. The paralokic father comes to change thorns into flowers. Therefore, you have to become like that. You have to be very cautious in respect to your thoughts, words, and deeds about your interaction. You have to be very cautious with every physical organ. Maya is very deceitful. You have to be very cautious. You have to be very careful of her. The destination is very high. For half the cycle, your vision has been criminal. In one birth, it has to be made civil, just like the vision Lakshmi and Narayan have. They are full of all virtues. There is no criminal vision there. Ravan himself doesn't exist there. This is not anything new. You have claimed that status many times before. The world doesn't know anything at all about what you are studying. The father comes to fulfill your desires. Impure desires are ravens. Your desires are pure. You mustn't have any criminal desire. You children have to move along with waves of happiness. No one speaks about your abundance of happiness. they do not speak. They do speak about sorrow. They don't speak about happiness. You children only have one desire, and that is to become pure. How will you become pure? You know that the Father alone is the purifier. You will be purified by having remembrance of Him. The first number pure souls in the new world are these deities. Look how much power you gain by becoming pure. Look how much power you gain by becoming pure. You become pure and attain the kingdom of the pure world. This is why it is said that there is a lot of power in that deity religion. From where do they receive this power? From the Almighty Authority Father. You can have 2 to 4 main pictures in your homes and do a lot of service with them. The time will come when there will be curfew so that you won't be able to go anywhere. You are Brahmins who relate the true Gita. Knowledge is very easy. There is a lot of peace in the homes where the entire family is in knowledge. It is very easy for them. Let there be 2 to 4 main pictures placed in your homes. The pictures of the Trimurti, the cycle, the tree and the ladder are enough. Together with those also have the poster that shows that the God of the Gita is not Krishna. That poster too is good. It is so easy. There is no question of spending money in this. You have the picture. By looking at the pictures, knowledge enters your awareness. You can just have a small room in which you can also sleep. If you continue to follow Srimad, you can benefit many. You may be bringing benefit, but nevertheless the Father continues to remind you. You can do this and this. People keep an idol of Thakurji. Here there are also things to be explained. For birth after birth, you continue to wander around the temples on the path of devotion, but you don't know who they are. People worship the deity idols in the temples, and then they go and sink them, the idols, in the water. There is so much ignorance. There is so much ignorance. They worship those who are worthy of worship, and then take those idols and put them in the sea. They even sink Ganesh, the goddesses, and Saraswati. The Father sits here and explains to you children. He explains these things every cycle. He makes you realize what you were doing. You children should have dislike, especially since the Father continues to explain so much and says, "Sweetest children, what are you doing? This is called the river of poison. It isn't that there is an ocean of milk there, but everything there is plentiful. Nothing costs money. In fact, there is no paper money there. You only see gold coins everywhere. The buildings are gold. The bricks are gold. So this proves that gold and silver have no value there. Here they have so much value. You know that there is wonder in everything. Human beings are human beings. Even those deities were human beings. But they are called deities. People go and confess their own dirty habits in front of them idols. We are degraded sinners. We have no virtues. You children have an aim and objective in intellects. We are changing from human beings into deities. Deities have divine virtues. You know that people go to the temples, but they don't understand that they deities were also human beings. We too are human beings, however, they had divine virtues. We are those with devilish traits. It now enters your intellect how unworthy you were. You used to go in front of them, the idols, and sing, you are full of all virtues. The Father now explains they existed in the past. They had divine virtues and an abundance of happiness. They have now become extremely unhappy. At this time, the five vices exist in everyone. You now wonder at how you have continued to fall from the top and have reached right to the ground. The people of Bharat were so wealthy, people now continue to accumulate so much debt. Only the Father sits here and explains all of these things. No one else can explain this to you. Rishis and Munis also used to say, neither this nor that, neti neti. You now understand that they told the truth. They neither knew the Father nor the beginning, middle or end of creation. Even now, no one apart from you children knows this. Even great sannyasis and great souls do not know. In fact, it is this Lakshmi and Narayan who are the great souls. They are ever pure, even they didn't know. So how could anyone else know? The Father explains such simple things, but some children forget. Those who imbibe divine virtues very well are found to be so sweet. The most sweet virtues are seen in you children. The happier the heart becomes. Some even defame the name. Here they defame all three, the Father, the teacher, and the Sadguru. By defaming the true Father, the true teacher, and the Sadguru, triple punishment is accumulated. However, some children don't have any understanding at all. The Father explains that they are definitely will be some of those. Maya is no less either. She makes you into sinful souls for half the cycle. The Father then makes you into pure and charitable souls for half the cycle. You become that. Number wise. The ones who make you this are two, Rama and Ravan. Rama is called the Supreme Soul. People chant the name of Rama. At the end, they give salutation to Shiva. He alone is the Supreme Soul. They count the name of Supreme Soul. You don't have to count anything. This Lakshmi and Narayan were pure. It used to be their world that has now become the past that was called heaven. The new world, when a buildings become whole, it is only worth demolishing. This world is also like that. It is now the end of the Iron Age. These are such easy things to understand. You have to imbibe these things and make others imbibe them. The Father will not go. The Father will not go to everyone to explain to them. You children are on godly service. You only have to do the service that the Father teaches you. Yours is only godly service. Baba has given you mothers the urn of knowledge in order to make your name elevated. It isn't that the men don't receive this. Everyone receives it. Your children now know how you were the happy residents of heaven. There was no one unhappy. It is now the confluence age and we are becoming the masters of that new world. It is now the Iron Age, the old impure world. It is as though human beings have become those with completely dull intellect. All of those things now have to be forgotten. Forget your body and all bodily relations and consider yourself to be a soul. When there isn't a soul in a body, the body cannot do anything. People have so much attachment to their bodies. The body has been burned. The soul has gone and taken another body. But in spite of that, they continue to cry out in distress for 12 months. Now when you soul shed your bodies, you will definitely take birth in high families, number wise. Those who only have a little knowledge will take birth in ordinary families. Those who have elevated knowledge will take birth in elevated families. There is a lot of happiness there. Achcha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Om Shanti.